So Celeste mentioned we're going to be talking about Alzheimer's later on this morning. We're wondering, though, if they break the disease up into three stages, early onset, early symptoms.
Preliminary, yeah.
Preliminary sort of symptoms, but then the sort of dementia that we understand as Alzheimer's. Would you want to know, especially if there's no treatment, would you want to know if your brain is shrinking as an early indicator to Alzheimer's? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll add it to our discussion a little later on in the program. We'll post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But our next guest can relate to the names that we mention virtually every day in the news on this program, Bagbo, Gaddafi. He sort of goes back to the days of Slobodan Milosevic. But Stephen Kay, good morning.
Hello. Hi.
As a leading counsel in international criminal trials, why is there no wanted poster for people like Muammar Gaddafi or Laurent Gbagbo or international leaders like Hosni Mubarak?
There is, actually. If you go to various courts where there has been indictments or charges issued, you'll actually see around wanted posters. They're not very effective, of course, because everyone who goes to those places knows what those people look like. And as yet, Mubarak and others haven't been charged with anything, so they are actually not wanted people.
And in fact, this idea of wanted posters being ineffective raises the broader issue of, do we have the laws in place to prosecute, say, the Hosni Mubarak, which seems like an internal matter at this point, or the Laurent Gbagbo, which seems more like an international matter, or even the slaughter and so-called genocide in Darfur, which some people describe as genocide, but hasn't been ruled on officially. What are the complications, and are the rules for apprehending international war criminals being rewritten in our era?
Yeah. Since the Nuremberg and Tokyo trials, which really in the modern day started international criminal law, we established UN courts first in 1996, the one for Yugoslavia. And those courts deal with international crimes. And they are crimes against humanity, war crimes, genocide, crimes against which are universally recognized as crimes against the world, if you like. Internal crimes, national domestic crimes, are generally dealt with within the state itself. So for a Mubarak, I don't know what crimes you would be referring to there.
Well, here, let's listen. Here's a protester in Egypt who appeared on our program back in January. Listen.
The massive amount of human rights abuses, the torture that goes on, I mean, it's hard to list all the things at the same time sometimes because there's so many.
Now, that's the impression of an Egyptian citizen, a fellow by the name of Zakaria. Can you conceive of that kind of statement as being testimony in a trial against Hosni Mubarak?
No, it's utterly worthless. What's he talking about? What's the detail? Where's the evidence? I mean, anyone can go on a radio show and say they've seen this, that, or the other.
And we're talking to the right guy, Stephen Kay, who's a counsel who's actually defended war criminals like Slobodan Milosevic and was the first UN defense counsel to enter Rwanda to conduct defense investigations. Just wanted to get those details about your background, Stephen Kay. Well, let's raise the stakes a little bit and take it to Libya. Is this a more likely witness? Here's Ibrahim Dabashi, the Libyan deputy permanent representative to the United Nations on Al Jazeera, and he's somebody who defected from the Gaddafi regime.
Well, what's going in Libya is a real genocide against the Libyan people. The Colonel Gaddafi is shooting his own people.
Stephen Kay, what do you think?
Yeah, well, do you know what genocide is? Genocide is the intent to destroy an ethnic group or religious race as such, and that means the total destruction of the group in whole or in part. You can give buzzwords like genocide and say that's a story, that's what's happening, but that ain't happening in Libya. It happened in Rwanda. It happened in Darfur, maybe. Genocide is it happened in the Second World War in Germany.
Now, Stephen, just to elaborate here, it sounds like you're laying out a prosecutorial threshold of proof that implies you have to have already killed the ethnic group, which seems to me to put the wheels of justice maybe before the horse.
No. I'm afraid your knowledge of law isn't good enough to deal with these issues. Sorry to put it like that.
That's why I do a radio show, pal.
But what the idea is that genocide, if you have an intent to destroy in whole or in part people or ethnic group, one person that you destroy on the way to that journey is capable of being a genocide. However, what you've got in Libya is a civil war. It ain't genocide. And it's very dangerous when you use terms such as that and press buttons with those words. You can create all sorts of problems. They did that in the post-election violence in Kenya. The opposition leader, within 3 days of the election, went on TV saying there was genocide. There wasn't a genocide at all. What there was, though, was his supporters had started a mass campaign against the elections. By using the genocide word, he pressed buttons and caused the international community to go into gear and start investigating and prosecuting.
Once again, the media is not helpful here in the prosecutorial mission of bringing people to justice. Can you envision, and I want to get a comment quickly on Ivory Coast before we go, in the last minute, can you envision a case against Muammar Gaddafi for violence against civilians, be it not genocide? And what about Ivory Coast?
Crimes against humanity could be a charge. Ivory Coast, the same. If it's an attack on a civilian population that's widespread and systematic, and then you can have your case. But when you're dealing with civil wars, you can't just want regime change. When you're dealing with civil wars, it's difficult, as our histories tell us.
And who's the arresting officer in the case of Muammar Gaddafi or even Laurent Gbagbo?
If the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court of his own motion sets up an investigation, he could bring a case.
And Hosni Mubarak, is that going to stay an internal matter in your view, Stephen Kay?
It looks to me very much as an internal matter.
All right. Stephen Kay served as the leading counsel in international criminal trials defending those accused of war crimes. He served as the defense counsel for Slobodan Milosevic, first U.N. defense counsel to enter Rwanda to conduct defense investigations. Stephen, you still there? Would you defend Muammar Gaddafi in court?
Well, if you paid me enough money.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much. Fascinating.
Honest.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.